This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. So I've been watching the situation unfold up at Oregon Tech. The new union for Oregon Tech has been negotiating with management for quite some time on a new contract. Those talks have reached a stalemate, and now there's calls for Oregon Tech's president, Nagi Naganathan, to resign. Well, I've got to tell you that these demands are pretty much falling on deaf ears out here in the community. So these same folks spent much of last year not working because of the COVID situation, but of course they were paid each week as if they were working. Now, I don't blame them for that situation. They were just following the plan that Oregon laid out through no fault of their own, but what a sweet plan it was. But perhaps they should take a look at the community and what is happening in the basin outside of public employment. Fact of the matter is that many, many community members are either unemployed or working part-time. The Klamath Basin has not yet recovered half of the jobs shed when the COVID-19 lockdown started last year. For almost a year now, many residents have been just getting by on unemployment benefits and part-time jobs. Just getting by. It seems to me to be pretty tone-deaf when you're screaming that you, who have full-time employment and have not missed a paycheck since the COVID-19 crisis began, need a raise and need better working conditions and need more voice in how your workplace is run. Now, tone-deaf may be a polite way to label the situation. I'm sure a lot of people in the area would have other terms to apply to it, including many that certainly could not be said on the air here. Then, to show how blissfully unaware the union is about circumstances in the Klamath Basin, and everywhere for that matter, they start talking about cost of living increases. Really? Maybe they are more than tone deaf. Citing examples of Oregon Tech's workforce only being paid at 80 or 85% of what other colleges in the state are paying is just a non-starter for me. Just look at their home. It might be worth $200,000 here, but in towns like Eugene or Corvallis or other such areas, it's probably worth $350,000 to $400,000. Living in bigger towns entails a lot of additional expenses, so wage comparisons are really kind of ridiculous. Finally, to demand that the Oregon Tech president resign is simply outrageous. Just taking a cursory look at the Oregon Tech campus with all the new remodels and construction, and a quick look at the Oregon Tech Foundation, it appears to me Oregon Tech is on the right track. Now, I don't mean to talk down anyone that believes they deserve a raise or better working conditions, but I do believe they should take a look around them and take note of what the community as a whole is enduring, and it's not pretty. It's like everything else. If you don't like where you work and you don't like what you're being paid and you think you could run the organization better, then quit and get another job. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.